Blog Talk Radio.
In these days of tea parties and constitution rallies, we're all looking back to our founding fathers for a little bit of wisdom. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting the brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men." This is the voice of an irate, tireless minority of one. We'll be talking about politics, religion, and doing what's right. And you can call me Mom.
You're lost, you don't know where you are, you're all alone. You're in the dark and you don't know where to find the light.
Welcome to this week's irate, tireless minority titled Send in the Clowns. Why do I title it Send in the Clowns? Because there's been a rash of clown sightings. Oh my gosh, jeepers, who could have thunk it? It's almost Halloween and there's people going around in clown outfits. Oh my gosh. And the world is going mad, I tell you. You know, here's a thing. CNN.com, creepy clown craze sweeps the globe. I want to show you the quality and caliber of reporting on this. Here are the first two sentences. The sinister clown scare is spreading worldwide. The bizarre craze seems to be confined to the U.S. Okay, does that make any sense? Does that make you question the veracity of CNN at all? Because it can be one or the other. It's spreading worldwide or it's confined to the U.S. Not both. Anyway, there are some reports of, you know, people in clown outfits. It started out with people in clown outfits in South Carolina apparently trying to lure children into the woods. And then there was a report of... The chat room is distracting me, and hello, Bigfoot and Vito, Mama Mia, No Sharia from Global Patriot Radio, the renamed Radio Jihad Network. And Bigfoot has said, don't bother, they're here at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. So true, so true. But anyway, there was another report of a woman being held by a knife-wielding clown. And then there's various reports here and there of clowns out behaving badly or clowns out in the park with knives or machetes or other types of weapons. Well, here's a big fat newsflash for you. I live in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, open carry is legal. And by that, most people mean open carry of firearms. But it's not limited to firearms. It's the whole arms thing. Arms can be anything from firearms to knives to machetes to swords to you know, a shoulder-fired rocket-propelled grenade launcher. And it's legal to carry them here, out in the open. If you want to carry them inside your clothes, although I don't know how that would work with the larger ones, you have to get a concealed carry permit still. We're working on it for constitutional carry, but it's legal. It is also legal to wear a clown outfit. I mean, really, people? Really? You're getting yourself all upset about this? Riots, supposed riots on one campus where the kids went out running looking for clowns after gathering at some frat house. Of course, it's a frat house. What do you think? Reports of one poor fella got shot because he was dressed in a clown outfit. Okay, people, it's legal to dress in a clown outfit. It's also almost Halloween. Here in Wisconsin, there was a guy arrested in a clown outfit because he was, you know, lurking around. But he had been hired by one of those traveling haunted house companies to go out and gin up some buzz. Don't leave your common sense at the door. I know that is
cisgendered by whatever.
Common sense at the door, people. So that's where we are, and I'll mention them again a little bit later in the show. We've also got WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks releasing this, that, and the other thing. Oh, and before I get into that, I wanted to say, for those of you who are fans and friends of Jodan Gorman on Facebook, he's been banned. He's been put in Facebook jail for a week from October 10th, so another 5 days before he's out. But you can follow him still at Intellectual Frog Legs on Facebook. So go for that. And WikiLeaks, where was I on WikiLeaks? There was an article here I wanted to, Clinton plans gun control by executive order on WikiLeaks, and there's all sorts of stuff. But there's also an arms dealer says administration made him scapegoat on Libya operation to protect Clinton. There's a link to that. It's by Fox News. There's a link to that on the Call Me Mom Facebook page if you want to go check that out too. But there's all sorts of things coming out about Ms. Clinton. Are we surprised by any of these things, that she wants gun control, that she wants a subservient populace, is one of the things I've heard? No. The problem I'm having with WikiLeaks and all this stuff that's coming out is that it's not journalism. Technically, we're finding out facts from primary sources and we're releasing them. That's journalism. Okay, but generally those facts need to be able to be fact-checked. And yes, WikiLeaks releases scans of documents and digital documents for you to peruse. But the thing is, first of all, they seem to have an awful lot of faith in the UN over at the WikiLeaks camp. And second of all, we don't know what is truly obtained by WikiLeaks. We have no way of checking it because those things are obtained illegally for the most part. And we don't have any way to check them if there were any real journalists left in the mainstream media, which I doubt. So what we are doing is the mainstream media has set us up by their nonsense, by their bad behavior. They have set us up to believe every little thing that comes out of WikiLeaks. And that's a pretty bad place to be because they're releasing some pretty, let's say, interesting and possibly upsetting stuff. And just like everything else on the web, I have to take a little bit of salt and say, is that really true? How do we know? Who can confirm that? And it may be all well and good if it serves us in this election, but we shouldn't need them to serve us that way in this election. Ms. Clinton's record should speak for itself to anyone, I say again, with an ounce of common sense. But apparently, the political parties have decided this is the election to send in the clowns. And as for Mr. Trump's recordings, I am over half a century old. I know a lady never tells her age, but sometimes I'm not that very ladylike. I'm not very much of a lady. And I am over half a century old. I have been married for over a quarter of a century. If you think that I'm going to be shocked by some guy chatting up women chatting about women in a vulgar way in a private conversation, well, then again, you need to get an ounce of common sense. Men talk like that. So do women in private conversations. Of course, women tend to be stupider if they're flirty or at a bar or something and drinking, and they'll get loud with their vulgar talk. But the thing is, I'm not shocked by that. That's something everybody does. Okay, I know there's a few people out there who will say, no, I am a saint. I have never had such a conversation nor been party to one without objecting. Really prove it. You know, get yourself over to the Vatican then and have yourself nominated for sainthood. Because I'm calling BS on that. Yeah, and it's funny, I have a friend on Facebook who has posted an article by some athlete who says, "No, Donald Trump, I have been in locker rooms, and this is what we really talk about, so it's not locker room talk." But the same person has also posted articles on male privilege and believes that we live in a rape culture. But all of a sudden, men don't talk about women vulgarly in locker rooms because it serves her viewpoint. Oh, my Lord. The world's gone mad. Mad, I tell you. I am also going to move on to voter fraud. We've got a link in the chat room to, We've got a link in the chat room. I think it is to a James O'Keefe video for Project Veritas, where they are, one of his operatives is at a party and recording the election, one of the election commissioners of New York. Of course, New York's not a very important state in the terms of electoral college, right? And he talks about how people are bussed from one location to another to vote more than once so that they can get their guys in at the lower levels. And one assumes they're voting at the higher levels, too. You don't just leave the ballot blank. That's widespread voter fraud, New York. Bring your game up. I think it's time for you to consider voter ID, even though it's not politically correct. You are disenfranchising the rest of us, New York, by not having voter ID, by allowing people to vote more than once, and by allowing illegals to vote in that way because you don't demand a voter ID. Get with it. Stop disenfranchising the rest of us. Well, and then we're going to talk about the media again. The media. Okay. I have a link to bluelivesmatter.blue. CNN airs edited video of Charlotte shooting to make it look unjustified. What the heck, CNN? But this is not, you know, this is not the first time they have edited a story to show the narrative they want. Why is CNN pushing this horrendous Black Lives Matter terrorist narrative, encouraging people to not like the police, encouraging people to harm the police? Well, I give you a guess, because they are biased in favor of not the Democratic agenda, but the progressive agenda, the communist agenda that wants to destroy this nation. And they may not know what they're doing themselves, except that they certainly do know when they are selectively editing material in order to tell a story rather than just presenting facts. That's what real journalists do. They present facts and they let the public decide what they think of them all by ourselves. I do have a reasoning facility. I grant you, I am a recovering liberal because I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin, and it's the culture there to be progressive and liberal, and they teach you things, and you kind of, that's your default setting. But I'm recovering. I'm recovering from the things the schools taught me, and I'm recovering from the need to have somebody interpret the news for me. You just tell me the facts, and I can figure out what I think about it all by my little old self. And maybe so could our kids if you would stop pandering to them and feeding them pablum to give them, lead them along the storyline you like. Oh my gosh. And talking about the communist agenda, well, golly, here we've got an article from Reuters. Exclusive, Yahoo secretly scanned customer emails for U.S. intelligence sources. Yahoo Incorporated last year secretly built custom software program to search all of its customers' incoming emails for specific information provided by the U.S. intelligence officials, according to people familiar with the matter. They complied with a classified U.S. government demand. Demand? Really? Was there a warrant involved in that demand? Because unless I am mistaken, the U.S. Constitution says the people shall be secure in their persons and papers unless there's a warrant produced. Was there a warrant, Yahoo? because if there wasn't, I hope that every class action lawyer out there sues you out of business, because that's what you deserve. This is a big flippin' deal. Privacy is important. However, there is some good news in this, a smidgen of it. According to two of the former employees, Yahoo chief executive Marissa Mayer's decision to obey the directive roiled some senior executives and led to the June 2015 departure of Chief Information Security Officer Alex Stamos. So good for him, but who now holds the top security job at Facebook Incorporated? I'm not so sure that's good for him. And that's where we are in the world right now. But there's a link to the article in the show page, in the show description. You know, go and have a look. And a lawyer who represented phone and internet companies on surveillance issues for 20 years said, "I've never seen that, a wiretap in real time on a selector." A selector refers to a type of search term used to zero in on specific information. And it would be really difficult for a provider to do that. And my husband is a programmer, so I know that it would be really difficult for a company to do that. You'd have to write a program, and programs are hard, depending on the, you know, the platform you're using and all that other stuff. But, yeah, that would be a big deal for a company to do that. It would cost them man hours and time. So they not only violated your constitutional rights, it probably cost them money to do so. Unless the government provided the program for them, in which case the government violated your constitutional rights, and what's new? Excuse me, before I get all ranty on that, because that really upsets me. So, on to religion. We are scared of people dressing up like clowns, but not of Muslims who are required to kill or enslave us if we do not submit by converting to Islam, and who are bent on conquering the world for Allah. Now, there's a link to an excellent video on YouTube from a different language source, so you'll have to watch it so you can read the captions, unless you speak that language. I think it's Hungarian or something like that, from Vlad Tepes, I think. It was, and an article to a school that has caved and said, a school district that submits to Islamic supremacy by adopting a resolution banning hateful speech against Muslim students while accusing America of having a long history of racism and xenophobia. Really, this gets me, this xenophobia. If you don't know what it is, it means fear of the other. And as I've said before, everybody has a reasonable fear of the other because you don't know what they'll do, and that's a little scary, and sometimes it should be scary. But to refer to America as xenophobic is ridiculous. It's not ridiculous for Americans to want to have a secure border. It is not ridiculous for Americans to only want Americans voting in our elections, because that's what citizens do. Not other citizens. It's illegal for political candidates to take money for their campaigns from non-citizens, because that's the rest of the world meddling in our affairs. Do you get that? When a politician takes money from some other country to run their campaign, that is that other country getting a say in our political system, and that's not supposed to happen. Why? Because other countries don't like us. That said, this country has admitted so many immigrants. That is our founding. We have people coming here from everywhere. Everybody wants to come here. To say that we're xenophobic because we want to protect ourselves from those who would destroy our system is ridiculous and illogical. This just drives me nuts. So,
xenophobic. We're xenophobic and racist too.
Yeah, because what? Because we fought a war and spent 600,000 lives worth of blood to free the slaves. Show me one other country that has gone out and fought to free slaves. Show me one. Even though the last official country that used, the last country that, you know, still had slavery legal made it illegal in 2007, and that was Mauritania, and they're having problems with that because the people who were freed are not so comfortable being freed, and the people who had to free them are not so comfortable having freed them. That's official. However, we have ISIS making no secret out of the fact that they are taking slaves. We have Saudi Arabia, where we have some indication that they are buying slaves. Slavery is not gone, folks. And instead of submitting to Muslims by calling America names, maybe your time would be better spent actually acting like a reasonable school board and board of education and talk about educating our children instead of playing politics and political correctness with them. You want to know, oh, you're scared of these creepy clowns? You want to know what you should be scared of? You should be scared of Muslims coming into this country who believe that because they are Muslims, they deserve to be given things and they deserve to be served by non-Muslims because Muslims are better, because that's what Islam teaches. And you're saying, oh, no, I know a Muslim. No, you know a Muslim who was raised here. You don't know a Muslim who was raised in Somalia or Saudi Arabia or Syria or Iraq or Iran who were raised to believe that they are better. You don't know a Muslim from Somalia who was raised in a tribal culture. And by that, I don't mean they're dancing around a mud hut. I mean that they know who is in their tribe, in their clan, and they're forced to memorize it for generations back. And when you meet somebody that you have to interact with, you ask them about their clans and connections. And you know by that conversation whether they owe you any service or preference. We don't have that here. We don't even have a cognizance that that's possible here for the most part. They come here, and when they meet people and try to have that conversation, they discover that nobody here knows who their clans are. So that means that they owe us nothing. And their doctrine requires that they conquer the world for Allah. And their doctrine requires that they lie to us and that they do anything possible to advance the cause of Islam. And once again, how many times do I have to say this? You cannot trust somebody who is required to lie to you. It is the absolute, it's idiocy, it's madness, madness. We have people here in the U.S. indulging in honor killings. We have people attacking us, actually attacking us. Oh, there's a creepy clown out there. I have seen posts from people on Facebook who are organizing parents to accompany their children to school, to accompany groups of children wherever they go, to set up checkpoints on the commonly used routes to schools in their area because they are scared of the creepy clowns. But then they send their children to a school where they can't say that Islam is a barbaric death cult because, oh, that's not PC. That's not very nice. That's not very Christian. Well, you know, last time I checked, Christianity involves speaking the truth in love. And it is not loving to allow your fellow man to go around thinking that they belong to a barbaric death with generational revenge requirements, when they could be set free by the truth of Jesus Christ. But oh no, we must guard our children against the clowns. You know, I said I know parents who are organizing so that they can keep an eye on their kids against these creepy clowns. And I should be thankful for that, because at least it gives me the assurance that something will appeal to self-preservation and the protection of our children enough to get people moving. And I think, here's a little bit of junior psychology for you, I think that part of the creepy clown thing, part of the fear that engenders, is because you can't see their faces. So they look like a human, but not quite enough like a human to be counted as a human, and that's scary. And so you react in fear. The uncanny valley of video games, that's where they've made the characters real enough that your brain kind of thinks they're human, but not detailed enough that your brain will accept them as human. So your brain tells you there's something seriously wrong here. And that's called the uncanny valley. And video game developers work really hard to avoid that place, unless they've got a character that they want to make creepy. Okay? Now I want to suggest that it's also a reaction to the fact that they can't talk about Islam. Because, you know, somebody comes in with a burqa, you can't see their face either. You don't know who they are. The thing, with some guy dressed up in a clown suit, he may be working. He may be working as a clown for a kid's party. He may be working to gin up business for one of those traveling horror shows. He may just be somebody who likes clowns. He may be practicing to become a clown. You know, there's a clown college. It's difficult from what I hear. There's a lot of acrobatics and physical stuff involved. But we know. So, you know, anybody in a clown suit, their agenda could be anything that any other human being could have as an agenda, good or bad. But we know the agenda of the people in the burqas. That's a declaration of war against this country. Wearing a burqa, niqab, hijab, that's a declaration of war that says, I know that Islam is at war with this country, with the West, with anyone who is not a Muslim, and I am declaring myself to be on the side of Islam, and you are a dirty kafir. And sure, maybe some nice people don't understand that that's the statement they're making. I get it, they don't understand it. But at this point in time, bring your game up. Go do a little research so you do understand it, because if you don't agree with it, then you are an apostate and you're going to be killed when those who practice true Islam come to your neighborhood. Okay? Oh, I've got my 90-second warning, so I better move on to doing what's right. I have decided how I'm going to vote in this election, and I'm going to share it with you. Now, there are two camps, as I see it. One has gotten very, very little attention, and the other has gotten moderate attention. And I am in the camp of the one that's gotten very little attention, the camp of the Carrington-sized event. That would be a solar flare that would knock out all electronics. And I take the Carrington-sized event instead of the Sweet Meteor of Death camp, because Sweet Meteor of Death may not leave anybody alive to rebuild. All right. Thanks for joining me, Bigfoot and Vito. See you later. We are all an irate, tireless minority of one. We can all make a difference, and we're all supposed to. Get out there. Have a great week. And remember, vote for Carrington-sized event, not the Sweet Meteor of Death. Thanks for joining me. Have a great week.